USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration is spending millions on hotel rooms as it struggles to deal with the influx of migrants illegally crossing into the U.S. Axios reporting that the administration has signed an $86 million contract with hotels in Texas and Arizona to house about 1,200 migrants. On Sunday, DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas blamed the Trump administration for the surge of asylum-seeking unaccompanied minors, saying they dismantled the system for asylum claims. But Senator Shelley Moore Capito says the majority of Americans don't care about blame. The West Virginia Republican tells Fox News that migrants keep coming because they believe they'll be able to get into the country.
I think they want this situation to get under control. It is not under control. The word is out in the Northern Triangle countries that you're going to be able to get in and stay and sent into the interior of our country if you make it to the border. We're having children crossing long crossings with, who knows, traffickers where families are paying thousands of dollars.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has concluded a meeting with Afghan officials in Kabul. John Clemens reports.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin met with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani in an effort to make a determination if the Taliban had met the necessary conditions for the U.S. to pull troops out of the country by May 1st.
It's obvious that the level of violence remains pretty high in the country. We'd really like to see that violence come down. I think if it does come down, it can begin to set the conditions for, you know, some really fruitful diplomatic work.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And former President Trump is criticizing the current administration over the border crisis. In a statement Sunday, Trump said his administration handed President Biden the most secure border in history and that the current White House is in over their heads. He also claimed DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was unfit to lead the department. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Kentucky man has pled guilty to hate crime charges in a double murder. Wendy King has the story from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
A man accused of killing two people in what authorities describe as a racially motivated shooting at a Kentucky Kroger has pleaded guilty to federal hate crimes and firearm charges. Gregory Bush, 53, of Louisville, was sentenced on June 24th. He could face life in prison. Bush, who is white, opened fire October 24, 2018, at a Kroger in Jeffersontown, Kentucky. He killed Murray Stoddard, 69, and Vicki Lee Jones, 67, both of whom are black. Before he went to the grocery store, he allegedly attempted to enter the First Baptist Church of Jeffersontown, whose congregation is predominantly black. Witnesses say he told a man, "Whites don't kill whites," before he was arrested. An attorney for Bush said that he had schizophrenia and he was not medicated on the day of the shootings. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And the second round of the NCAA tournament has begun with another major upset. 8-seeded Loyola Chicago knocked off the top seed in the Midwest region, Illinois, 71-58. The Ramblers move on to the Sweet 16 for the fifth time in school history. The other number one seed in action Sunday, Baylor, had more luck against ninth-seeded Wisconsin, dropping the Badgers 76-63. The Bears move on to the Sweet 16 for the third time in their last six tournament appearances. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.